From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, April 26th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Governor Janet Mills has signed into law her proposal to expand background checks for firearm sales and increase the number of crisis receiving centers. Steve Missler has more.
The governor's bill was a response to the Lewiston mass shootings and one that straddles the competing interests in Maine gun politics. The expansion of background checks on advertised gun sales was a priority for gun safety groups. Meanwhile, the Crisis Receiving Center initiative is a response to gun rights advocates who called for strengthening the state's mental health system. The proposal also makes a slight tweak to Maine's yellow flag law without changing the steps required to confiscate guns from a person deemed a danger to themselves or others, or removing the requirement for a mental health evaluation. The evaluation requirement distinguishes Maine's risk protection order law from the so-called red flag laws that exist in 21 other states. While gun safety groups pushed for a red flag law during the regular session, the proposal was never put up for a vote. The governor has not yet acted on two other gun safety proposals. One creates a 3-day waiting period for purchases, and another bans devices that allow a semi-automatic weapon to fire like a machine gun. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.
Nearly 300 people turned out Thursday night at a park in Lewiston to mark the 6-month anniversary of the worst mass shootings in Maine history.
I'll save you a seat next to me. You always set the table.
The event opened with a song playing from loudspeakers in front of 18 empty chairs to represent the lives lost at a bowling alley and bar last October. Staff from the Lewiston Resiliency Center passed out plastic candles, held moments of silence, and read the names of those killed as first responders, victims' family members, and survivors looked on. Advocate Joanna Stokinger told the crowd that no one affected by the tragedy will be forgotten, including those who were present but not physically injured.
You are not overlooked. We see you, and we see that you carry trauma and horrors that only those that share that commonality with you can even begin to grasp the psychological injuries that you endure.
Stokinger said the 6-month anniversary of the shootings coincides with National Crime Victims Week, and she urged those in attendance to help victims and survivors by learning about grief and trauma and supporting organizations that help them. Governor Janet Mills has vetoed two more bills, one dealing with income tax rates and the other with the workforce, at a proposed offshore wind terminal on Sears Island. Kevin Miller has more.
In the final hours of this year's legislative session, lawmakers passed a little-noticed bill creating a higher tax bracket for Mainers earning at least $500,000 and married couples making $1 million. But the bill also aimed to reduce income taxes on lower- and middle-income residents by allowing more people to qualify for the state's lowest tax rate. In her veto letter, Mills described the bill as well-intentioned, but she said the way it moved through the legislature, quote, deprived the public of a meaningful opportunity to be heard. She also estimated that fewer than 7,000 tax returns in the lowest bracket would benefit because of exemptions and other recent tax changes. Mills described the second bill that she vetoed as, quote, ambiguous and potentially more far-reaching than intended. That measure would have required companies leasing state-owned land for a clean energy project to negotiate with unions looking to represent workers at the site. The bill was aimed at the controversial offshore wind power terminal and manufacturing facility that the Mills administration wants to build in Searsport. But Mills said it was unclear whether the bill applied only to construction jobs or to permanent positions as well, and suggested it could be required of other clean energy projects. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
An update to Maine's 10-year economic strategy finds that the state is falling short in its efforts to expand the labor force. Nicole Grisco reports.
Over the last 3 years, a little more than 13,000 people entered the state's workforce for the first time. That's well short of Maine's goal of adding at least 75,000 new workers by the end of the decade. Heather Johnson, commissioner of the Department of Economic and Community Development, says Maine has consistently had the oldest workers in the country.
As people retire and we have fewer people being born than are retiring, right, there's a natural compression of our workforce. And so our ability to attract new people into our workforce is really key in making sure that anyone that is prime working age has opportunities.
The report says that for every 7 young people who enter Maine's workforce, 10 older workers retire. On a positive note, worker productivity and employee wages after inflation have both increased by more than 10% over the last 4 years. And the number of Mainers with some kind of college degree or trade certificate has risen by 11%. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole LeGrisco.
The Bureau of General Services has upheld the decision to award transportation contracts for Medicaid patients to an out-of-state company. Caitlin Bedayan has more.
In October, the Department of Health and Human Services awarded Colorado-based Motive Care contracts for all Maine counties to transport Medicaid patients with no other way to get to medical appointments. Penquist Community Action Agency and Waldo Community Action Program appealed the decision, arguing that the scoring system on which the award was based was flawed and unfair. The Bureau disagreed and validated the contract. Any further appeals of the decision would go to Maine's Superior Court. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Caitlin Bedayan.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join me for Weekend Edition Saturday at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thanks for listening.